This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Washington Post is going all New York Times on us today. 20 free articles online, and then pay. Marketplace's Queen Akim checks in on how the media paywalls are doing.
You know the backstory. Everybody is reading news online, and that means newspapers, traditional source of money, print advertising has been drying up, and online ads haven't made up for the difference. Andrew Bojan covers the media for the Poynter Institute, and he says the Washington Post is no exception.
The newspaper has had a rough couple of years. It's lost a lot of staff. It's lost a lot of money.
And so the paper is following the lead of the New York Times and other smaller papers by putting up a paywall. Paul Sweeney is a media analyst for Bloomberg Industries. He says the results have been mixed.
The paywall for the newspaper industry has been really a case of have and have nots.
The haves serve a national audience, like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. The have-nots, local and regional papers. The Post falls in between. But Poynter's Bojan says paywalls aren't a silver bullet.
I think that anyone who thinks a paywall is going to save a newspaper is kidding themselves.
He says newspapers still need to find other ways to make money. I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.